The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this first Monday, first program, first broadcast of 2021. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Hope you had a wonderful and a safe New Year's celebration. It was different, wasn't it? I've heard so many people say, well, it was just us. We were home because the curfew, you know, begins at 10 p.m. and so forth. And Joy and I, it was just us, but we did make it to midnight. We did. And for us, that was quite an accomplishment for the lady and I to actually stay awake till midnight. But we did. And we had a good day together. We really did. And how about those Buckeyes? My goodness, what a game. I talk very little sports on this program for a lot of reasons, but hey, I'm a sports fan. I'm not fan comes from fanatic, but I'm not an over-the-top fanatic. I enjoy cheering for our team, and I've been, I was born and raised in Southern California, and I was always raised, rooting for USC, but I have become a converted Buckeye. And, but the strange thing, because of all the hype, because of what happened last year, and because of Dabo Swinney, and I have enormous respect for Dabo Swinney. He is a brother in Christ, a fine Christian. I think he's an exceptional coach. I really do. But he really disrespected the Buckeyes, labeling them as number 11 in the country. And he made it very clear, primarily not because we hit what he had seen on the field with the Buckeyes, but because they had only played six games. And his feeling was, how can you compare a team that has played 11 or 12 games with the team that has only played six? But obviously, that was a huge motivation for the Buckeyes. And I must say, I don't personally, I don't know that I have ever wanted the Buckeyes to win more than on Friday evening. And when they did, very convincingly, I was thrilled for Justin Fields. I think he's a fine, fine young man. And to play through the pain that he did, it was quite a game. It really was. Enjoyed it thoroughly. Joy and I both did. And I think all of Buckeye Nation did as well. And now I would love to see them beat Alabama. I would just love to see them beat Alabama. But anyway, we will see. So anyway, we had a good New Year's yesterday. We had the privilege of being up in Wadsworth, Ohio, at one of our favorite churches. We were at Rhymer Road Baptist Church. We have been there many, many, many times and had a wonderful day there yesterday. Joy and I had the privilege of singing, and God gave me a message, a sermon. It has been a long, long time since I have been more excited to preach a message than yesterday. I could not wait. Just couldn't wait to preach this message that that God gave me. Preached on a topic I have never heard preached on. I've heard thousands of sermons. I have preached thousands of sermons. Never preached a message on this topic. Never heard one by anybody else. And it was about the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter Sunday morning. Yeah, what about Saturday? Have you ever heard a message on Saturday? We know Good Friday. We know Easter Sunday. But what was happening on Saturday? Anyway, that was yesterday. We just had a wonderful time. So anyway, we had a great weekend, great new year, and we are just trusting God for an incredible new year. Now, folks, and something I pointed out in the message yesterday, just because December 31st rolled into January 1st and 2020, the year that all of us are just reeling from, just because 2021 is now here, does not mean that anything has changed. You know, I heard somebody, I can't wait until 2020 is over. I can't wait until it's over and it's going to be in the rearview mirror. And then, of course, all the jokes about 2020, hindsight's over. You know, I've heard so many people talk about it. I just can't wait until the year is over and a brand new year. Guess what? Nothing really changed. The same challenges we had on December 31st, we have on January 1st and now today, January 4th, with the whole COVID thing and lockdowns and not much has changed, but neither has God changed. We were driving up to Wadsworth yesterday morning, and you know the state of Ohio has these big signs over the interstates, and so we're driving up to Wadsworth, and we see this one of those big signs that you know that they change, you know, electronic sign, and it says New Year, same virus, wear a mask. I thought, what an encouraging word from the state of Ohio. New year, but same virus. Well, there's a lot of truth to that. But anyway, it is a new year, and the virus really hasn't changed yet. We're all hoping that things are going to get better. We all hope that the nation will at least return to some form of normalcy. But here's the most important thing. The promises of God have not changed. The promises of God that we could claim in this unbelievably strange, weird, and difficult year 2020, the same promises that we claimed then, we can claim for the new year. And we're hoping that things will change in this new year within the next few months. We all hope. But we don't have to project whether the promises of God will still be true or not, because they will be. They will be. All right. I got all kinds of things to share with you. The Wednesday is an important day. Decision by the FAA when we come back. So stick with me. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
In case you're wondering, yes, we're going to talk about the election, the Electoral College. Wednesday will be an historical day. It is not historic for electors to be challenged in a joint session of Congress, which is mandated by the 12th Amendment of the Constitution. That has happened actually several times. In fact, the last three times we've had a Republican elected president, Democrats have challenged the electors. So all of the Democrats yelling and screaming, this is historic, this is going to destroy America. The last three Republican presidents, Democrats have done the same thing. However, there have never been as many people in a political party object to the Electoral College, which means there are going to be some fireworks on Wednesday. Thousands of people will be in Washington, D.C. to protest. Let me just make an editorial comment about that. Why? Why are people going to Washington? Well, because we want to support the president. Okay, I get that. But you're not going to have any impact whatsoever on the vote. The people going to Washington, either for Trump or against Trump, they're going to have zero impact on the outcome of the vote in Congress on Wednesday. And I predict there will be violence. Possibly on both sides. But anyway, yeah, we're going to talk about that a little later, and I'll give you my opinion on it. Some of you will agree. Some of you are not going to be happy with me, but I'll give you my opinion. We'll do that a little later, maybe at the top of the hour. This is fascinating to me. I don't know whether you find it fascinating or not, but we have heard now for a few years that we are getting close to having packages delivered to our homes by drones. Yeah, flying over your house, coming to your front porch, coming up to your front porch, and either gently placing it or gently dropping the package on your front porch with a drone. And I'll be honest with you, when all of this was being proposed, I thought, that's never going to happen. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has just cleared the way for this possibility. Now, it's going to be heavily regulated. The drones are going to have IDs, systems to identify not only who they are, what they are, who they represent, what they're carrying, so that they can be tracked. But there is preliminary approval. Here is a quote from the FAA. Quote, the new rules make way for the further integration of drones into our airspace by addressing safety and security concerns. They get us closer to the day when we will more routinely see drone operations such as the delivery of packages. The rules are set to come into effect in approximately 60 days. The agency gives drone manufacturers 18 months to begin producing drones with remote ID, and operators have an additional year to start using these drones with remote ID. Yeah, I'm all for technology. I really am. I love new technology. My phone is a couple of years old now, but I love the newest computer, the newest phone, the newest watch, and all of that stuff. But I honestly don't know whether I want drones flying over our houses. Now, according to this, most of the deliveries are going to be made at night. Isn't that going to invite more porch pirates? If these drones are going to be flying in the dark of night and coming to your front porch, aren't we going to have the porch pirates? Because they got to have lights on them. They have to have flashing lights to identify them. And I don't know. Fast delivery? Yeah, okay. But I don't know. But anyway, the FAA has just cleared the way. Now, it's not going to, the drones aren't going to be flying to your house tomorrow delivering packages, but it could happen pretty soon. We'll keep an eye on that. I don't know. Hey, at 4:30, we're going to announce the December winner of the Anniversary Club. But we are also going to announce the grand prize winner. Yeah, and boy, talk about a grand prize. It is really an exciting package for one of the couples that has registered for the Bob Burney Live Anniversary Club. And it's just a reminder, if you have not yet registered, well, make a New Year's resolution that you're going to register your anniversary at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. Anniversary Club. All right, quick break, and then we'll be back.